You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First night in 2 weeks, Brian, that I didn't worry that my power may be shut off in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Looks like we have light at the end of the tunnel, too. Temperatures will be above freezing in some parts of the area today and most definitely by tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go get my car washed today.
I thought about that. I'm just weary of doing that during winter months.
I need to because all of the salt and all of the snow, I can't see out of the backup camera anymore because it's grime on there.
Well, just lick your thumb and rub the camera off.
I don't know which one the camera is. I've never had an occasion to go back there and see.
Ma'am, is... It's usually a little small clear dot that you'll be able to see. Just lick your thumb like your grandma used to do.
You went back there and looked at
my car. I do it all the time. And with the old car I had. Look, just, you know.
That old car had backup camera?
It was a 2004 Lexus Bubble. All right, don't get it twisted. Why you over there hating?
Fail.
Sexy.
I'm being serious. That old ass car
They had backup cameras in 2004. Thank you very much.
First generation.
It worked.
I don't remember seeing a backup camera. I've been in your car a couple times,
that
old
car.
I'm talking about while I'm riding in on the dashboard. I don't remember seeing that.
It was definitely there. Do your Google. I'll hook you up after the show. I'll just do like your grandma used to do.
Today, Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas is going to be holding a press conference with updated COVID-19 guidance for the city. It's going to happen at City Hall, 12 noon. I'll be in position. And they think that it may be some loosening of guidelines because in KC, we've seen a decline in new COVID-19 cases by 73%.
Whoa. And how does that reflect like the past 2-3 weeks where it's been really cold? Yeah, that's what I would wonder.
So we'll be tuned in to see what he's talking about. Of course, we always do Mayor Lucas Monday. So if you don't see it today, we'll talk about it Monday.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the mid-30s today. Cold, a little bit of clouds. Right now, you are clear of 10 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Prince Marky D of the legendary 80s rap group The Fat Boys has died. This is the origins of this industry that so many people have become millionaires over.
Facts.
He was just 52 years old, and today would have been his 53rd birthday, Brian.
Oh, no, he died the day before his birthday.
Yeah. Cause of death has not yet been released. Of course, celebrities all over have been sending their condolences. He had another career. Actually, another two careers after his days in the Fat Boys. He actually produced Mary J. Blige's first hit, Real Love.
Mm.
And he went on to do songs with Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande, Drake, Jennifer Lopez, Destiny's Child, Frank Ocean, and more. He also did radio down in Miami for many years. And he had a show on Sirius as well.
Mm. Great actor, too. Disorderlies.
That they were so fun. Like, I want to say that they were the first, like, really hip hop act to start a movie career.
Yeah, it was them, and then Kid and Play, Will Smith, Queen Latifah. You know the rest,
right?
Yeah, they started that. They did, definitely.
Outside of like the whole Crush Groove movement and the Breaking movement, this their movies were all about them.
Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, little fun movies. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't glory or, you know, nothing
exactly.
Like that. It was little fun movies. And, you know, these are the little things that we remember them so fondly of.
It was just to see people wearing the clothes that people in the hood wore,
yeah,
and talking the way people in the hood talked on the big screen. And before then, the last time you saw that was like blaxploitation, when people was walking around pimps and gangsters and whatnot. And just to see regular teenagers, you know, at the time, mm-hmm, was something to be beheld. The Weeknd got a Super Bowl ring. Why? I don't know.
Because he killed it. Excuse me? What? What you mean?
He doesn't deserve a Super Bowl
ring. Yes, he do. He deserves all that, plus more. Well, you gonna stop all this old Weeknd hatred you got?
It's not hatred. Just because I don't like him don't mean I'm hating.
You don't like him. For what? What'd he do to you? For what?
I don't like his music, fam.
So you don't like him personally then?
Did I say that, or did I say I don't like his music,
You said
fam?
You don't like him.
His music. Mm-hmm. I've never met him.
Well, he deserves the ring. He got a dub that night. We didn't get one, but he did. And you gonna realize it one day.
You about the only one that think that he
Nah,
did.
Hella people do. That's why he going on the world tour, 2022. What's happening?
Beyonce's Be Good Foundation is stepping up to help the folks down in Houston who have been dealing with extreme weather conditions. Their water have been cut off, and it's really not clean to drink. They've been told that they've got to boil any water that they're using. Electricity has been off for several days, and I'm proud of her. I appreciate Beyonce for the things that she does.
Yeah, she always stepping up. Do we expect anything less? No. And she always come through, her and Jay.
So folks can go and apply if they live in Texas for the financial assistance. It's available at Beyonce.com. Some other celebrities have also stepped up to show love to Houstonians and other folks in Texas who've been dealing with the issues. Matthew McConaughey, he's from Uvalde, Texas. And he was one of the first folks to step up. He went to college there as well.
Yeah, big Texas fan.
James Vanderbeek, he's a guy. He was in some...
He was in, like, I think he was in Varsity Blues and a long of...
He was in some sort of little sitcom, too, that I never saw, but
been a lot
the majority of people saw it. Real Housewives of Dallas? I didn't know they had a Real Housewives of Dallas. No. Oh, well, they stepping up, apparently. Chrissy Teigen, Kerry Washington. And Mo Folk, have you been able to send anything to Texas yet?
I've sent as much as you sent.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Because I done sent something.
Oh, okay. There you go. The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. Shout out to Texas. Praying for y'all.
We got a lot of folks who have moved.
Yeah.
From the Kansas City area there. So definitely, if you're able to do anything to help, please do so. Check on your family members as well.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I done drove all the way to work 30 minutes and ain't nobody there.
Dang, what happened?
Managers don't communicate. Manage things.
They done closed the whole job on you?
They ain't closed the whole job. They just didn't change the schedule in my email overnight. I got my sick wife out of the bed. She drives me. I ain't got no license. So I done drove all the way to Martin City from the inner city, and ain't nobody there. Turn around and catch the bus back at 12 o'clock.
Oh,
that's why I'm mad, though. Ain't that something? I wish every bus was free.
You sound happy, though.
Because I got over this cold.
Hope you ain't got no corona, dog.
Nah, I got a corona, but not that one.
That's what I meant by saying you sound happy. It sound like you might have been on a corona this morning. I ain't want to bust you out, but that's what I was thinking.
You ain't got to bust you. Hey, wake up!
You already know! All right, my brother, have a good one.
Y'all too.
We going to get me a drink.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is
Bush drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger. A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up. A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family guarding like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up.
High 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. Today, look for highs in the mid-30s. What up, Mac Sauce? Right now, you are clear in 10 in Lee Summit.
Going on to Kauffman School and our friends over at Metro by T-Mobile. Thank you so much for sponsoring this year's Soul Food Tour. Today, we pull into Love is Key. 3,000 True Staff. Sweet Seat. I've not heard of Love is Key. Have you?
I'm going to have to make a stop by there.
$5 carryout special from 11 until 1 o'clock today is bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Why you saying it like that?
That's how you say it. It's all one word. Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Shout out to Kauffman because for sponsoring this year's Soul Food Tour. I remember they sponsored last year's because coronavirus was around. It was just starting. And that was the only hand sanitizer I had. So shout out to Kauffman. Thank y'all.
Fried potatoes and drink are also a part of that carryout special. Leaders are in short supply today. In what scenario would it be good, advisable for a leader to abandon the people that they ask to lead? Senator Ted Cruz, who I already had a low opinion of in the first place, went subterranean, 20 feet under sea level, in my opinion. This dude boarded a flight with his family to Mexico while millions of his constituents are in the dark and do not have acceptable drinking water.
What? What? And you got to be kidding me.
After they filmed him getting on the plane, he gonna try to turn around and say, oh, I was just dropping the girls off and I was coming right back.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
So you know the reporters started digging. New York Times got hold of a text thread between Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi, and neighbors in their little subdivision area.
Girl, what's going on?
So she texted everybody in their little group chat, freezing. Anyone can or want to leave for the week?
Wow.
And then she put in the text thread, prices of the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun. She said that they've got great security there and invited folk to let's go. And the plan was to be there for a whole week until they released the photos of that cretin going to Mexico.
You know, I think even the most rightest of right folks, you can't support this. You can't abide by this. He's not holding up to what he promised he would do to the good people of Texas.
And y'all didn't vote for Beto? Beto would never.
You know, and this is the state of politics today. Like, what? It is the most disgusting. And this is not every politician, but just the overall look of politics in 2021. It is just an abomination through and through. How can somebody get away with this? He's going to get away with it.
Me, I know my personality. I would never feel comfortable showing my face after all of the shenanigans he's been a part of. First of all, Donald Trump called your wife ugly. Lord. The Heidi that we're talking about in the text.
Lord thread. Have mercy.
He says she's ugly. All right? He accused your father of being a part of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. You got over that. I don't know how you got over those two things to crony with him. Then you called for the insurrection that happened
right
at the Capitol. You stood with them for that. You still voted against it after those people ran down on the Capitol. And now you're going to abandon your constituents?
and get away with it.
Disgusting.
Wowzers.
They say he's planning to run for president again in 2024.
Go ahead. Waste your money.
If we don't stay on top of this stuff, it may not be a waste.
It don't matter who you are, everybody is a star.
It's every voice and sing. Till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
Lift Every Voice Challenge, one time for Katie French.
Impressive.
Beautiful, right?
Rise.
You want to be a part of the Lift Every Voice Challenge? Just send me a 30-second or less video. You hit me up on my Instagram, at Hey Shay Moore, or hit me up on Facebook. Just send it to me. You could hear yourself featured this Black History Month.
I'm sending one in auto-tune.
I think a lot about what I did before FaceTime was invented. When I talk on the phone 80% of the time, Brian, it is FaceTime.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do that to me.
We don't talk a lot on the phone. My family and most of my friends live out of state, so it gives me like a little bit of extra connection to be able to look at them while we're talking. Chad, a recent episode of The Real got, well, real when Garcelle Bouvet basically wagged her finger at Lonnie Love for calling her FaceTime unannounced.
Now let me just tell you, don't you ever do that again.
Wait,
oh, don't worry, I won't. Gosh. Don't worry. Girl, the only people I do Hold that up. For now is my best friend of 30 years, Monique, and also Roderick. I FaceTime him. I only FaceTime you that one time because I know you were isolated and you were sick. So I said, well, let Check me do that. Out. And it was a fun time. But I normally don't
good.
Do that.
No,
so
we had a good
that.
Time. No, yeah. we had a good time.
You know, I have a question, people, Garcelle.
Just because we're in a pandemic doesn't mean that we're available to everybody 24/7. I need you to say,
wait, Garcelle.
I could be in the bathroom. I could be doing all kinds of things.
Well, then just don't pick it up.
All that arguing, I couldn't. It just came across as arguing. They really weren't, but.
you need an appointment to FaceTime people. Text first. Send what? A text. Yes, send a text first. Do you let people in? Like, do you like people showing up at your house?
I don't answer the door. I don't answer my phone. You don't have to set an appointment. You may not get me, though. That's the way that I feel about it. I hit up people all the time on FaceTime, but it's not people that I don't deal with on a regular basis. And my sister, my middle sister, she doesn't like it because she's not camera ready, as she says. And then I even FaceTime my good friend Nikki. We've been friends for over 20 years on her birthday. And the screen was black when she answered. And I was like, where are you? She says, I'm not camera ready. I said, sis, if you got on a ball gown, it's no difference between how you look now and then. I don't care.
They don't want you to see them in their most vulnerable positions. Like, what? I get it.
Do you have a problem with people FaceTiming you, or what is the thing that they do on Facebook? People do that to me all the time. What is that called? FaceTime call? Facebook call?
Facebook call, I guess. I don't know.
People do that to me all the time. Is that a problem to just connect with someone in that way, especially if they have your phone number?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, highs in the mid 30s today. Right now, you are clear of 10 on 18th and Vine. Shade was popping.
Wow. Totally shocked at the news that one third of the pioneering hip hop group, the Fat Boys, that would be Prince Marky D, he passed away on yesterday.
With a human beat by, until the sucker MC jump off our job.
That's as loud as it go.
Really?
Yeah.
Sound like you're playing it on a Walkman. You don't know what a Walkman is.
What? I had plenty Walkmans. Excuse me? Plenty.
Today would have actually been his 53rd birthday today. He passed away on yesterday.
Wow.
Happy birthday to legendary singer and former member of the Miracles, Smokey Robinson. Is that like your inspiration in life, Smokey? You know, the Light Eye Bandits?
I'm not tiny. Thank you.
He's 81 years old today. Singer and ex-husband of Heidi Klum, Seal, is 58. Yeah, I like this song.
It's from that Batman Returns.
And reality TV star Cynthia Bailey is 54 today.
Or Batman Forever. Happy birthday, everybody born on February 19th.
1 year ago today, rapper Pop Smoke was shot and killed during a home invasion in the Hollywood Hills. He was only 20 years old. He was born Bashar Jackson in Brooklyn, New York, July 20th, 1999.
He was on the brink of superstardom.
Started his music career in 2018 after hanging around other recording artists during their studio sessions. He said, shoot, I could do that.
Yeah. Man, and he was just on a, it's kind of like Nipsey a little bit, sort of. Not on the same, but in a sense of they were both about to blow up. And it's just a shame that, you know, his life was taken at such a young age, 20 years old, man.
Gabrielle Union is speaking out on critics who say that her daughter's hair is never done. Talking about the little baby girl, Kavya.
Mm-hmm. The one that was just born a couple years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not actually a baby that was birthed out
of her body. Yeah. Yep. Is it? Here we go again. Remember Blue Ivy?
They did the same thing with Blue Ivy.
Same thing, fam. Come on. And then people look stupid. Roxy Diaz did something on 106 in Park where she was talking about Blue Ivy. Well, look, you ain't really heard from her since, have you? Huh.
See, this is what I'm talking about. When the Gorilla Glue girl was out, there is an obsession with hair. And it goes deep and it runs wide. And Muggs don't want to have a whole conversation about this, but it's the truth.
It is.
That people feel like your hair has to be laid 100% of the time or else you're being neglectful.
I mean, not only that, Shay, we talked to the young lady, the cheerleader. Talked to her as well. And I wonder who these music critics are. I want to know who they are that do that.
LeBron James says he wants to make an album. Not rap, though. He says that he knows good music and he wants to curate like an album with some of his favorite artists who also just happen to be friends of his.
Now, I remember he did that with 2 Chainz a couple years ago. I don't know. I guess. This could set a trend, though.
But people have done that. When I used to live in Buffalo, I went to Vince Carter's birthday. And one of the things that you got as you walked through the door, it was a, this is when CDs was popping back. They handed you a CD and it was a picture of him on the cover in the backseat of a limo, looking all good. And he had put together a bunch of different artists and songs because he likes music a whole lot. And so it was stuff that was chosen specifically by him. I still got it somewhere. I'm gonna find it.
Find
it.
Put it on Facebook. I got it. See that.
I have literally thousands and thousands of CDs, Brian, and I'm going to get rid of them.
No. Keep that, Shay. Keep them.
Why?
Keep
there's
them.
Nothing to. I don't even have anything to play them on.
Fam, in the 80s, people got rid of their LPs and 45s and stuff. They regret it now. Keep it. I'm telling you.
Friend,
keep it.
It's a lot to move all that stuff around, friend.
You better keep
it. I have nothing to play it on. Where would I sold my radio when I moved from Dallas in 2009. I do radio and I don't have a radio. I have to listen through my speaker thing. Alexa, play Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Looks like KCPS is going to be going in-person learning in the next couple of weeks. We had Dr. Bedell on the show maybe 2-3 weeks ago. March 15th looks like the day they're going to allow K through 3rd graders to go back into the classroom. And of course, parents can choose a hybrid learning style if they're not ready to allow their kids to go back in person yet. I FaceTime you sometime, not a lot. We don't talk on the phone as much as we used to. I think we kind of just text each other whatever we need and go on.
Right.
The amount of phone calls that you make, what's the percentage you do FaceTime?
Probably about 15%.
Really?
What is that, high or low for you?
That's low to me.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm not a big FaceTime person at all.
I probably FaceTime 80% of the time that I'm on the phone with someone. Because most of these people are out of town and I just want to see their faces. It makes me happy to be able to just look at them.
Shoot. Right.
When we were starting the show, my boyfriend's daughter, she doesn't have an iPhone, so she duos me all the time.
Okay.
She duoed me this morning.
Yeah, I don't know, Shay. That's just, it seems like, it, and it's not an invasion of privacy, but that's kind of what I feel. Like, do I really want to let you in right now? Like,
into what? What was you doing?
Anyway, you don't know what I'm doing at the cribbo. I might be doing anything.
Then don't answer it. That's just what I think, okay? If I'm in a compromising position, I'm just not going to answer the phone.
You're doing something with your mouth.
Do you see it as a sign of disrespect for folks to FaceTime you unannounced?
I don't like to be FaceTime either. I would rather for you to call me and let me know, because I don't be camera ready either. If you call and then you don't see the black screen because they know, you don't be ready, you know. It's a respect thing, you know. And I feel like if you call me, hey sis, this Shay, I'm about to FaceTime you, then I'll be ready. But if you just call me, FaceTime me, and then think I'm gonna be ready, I'm not, because you don't know what I'm doing. I might have rollers in my head, and I'm trying to be funny.
Even if you got rollers on your head, Noxzema on your face, a bonnet, or if you wearing your best outfit, I'm not turned on by other women. So I don't understand why you would say, you know, you ain't ready. No matter how ready you are, it's no difference.
You don't want to be presentable?
I'm just calling my friend. Right. No, it doesn't matter to me. Now, I can see if it's your man or some dude you just met and you trying to, you know, impress him, then that makes sense. But if it's friend to friend, I guess I don't understand that.
Yeah, I love you, Shay.
I love you back, girl.
I promise I love you to death.
I love you, too.
I'm not ready, Shay. If I'm not ready, I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I got to wait for you to get ready to talk. What if I got some juicy gossip and I want to see your reaction? But I'm saying it.
You should text me, Shay.
I don't like texting. I don't. I'm not really a phone person anyway. So I don't do a big pile of texting. I don't do a big pile of talking on the phone. But if I do, I really do use FaceTime most.
Well, we appreciate you calling up this morning. Have a good one.
Bye, Roro.
Thank you. Bye.
Day 19, Black History Month. Let's see what's inside that little yellow head of yours.
Bring it.
Which track and field star overcame childhood polio to become one of the greatest athletes of her time? I did a report on this in the third grade.
All right.
A, Wilma Rudolph. B, Gail Devers. C, Florence Griffith Joyner.
It's A.
Correct, friend, correct!
Thanks. Don't be at a surprise that I got correct. I knew that one.
I was very surprised. How you know about her?
Who don't know about Wilma Rudolph? Come on, man. Brush up on that. Don't worry about your black history. I know mine's. All right? Hey, black history, we celebrated 365 on this show, baby.
That's right. I'd call Mr. L.C. Richardson Kansas City Black History with you.
Absolutely.
So sad to hear that he passed away on Wednesday, I believe. He deserves recognition and honor for sure. You're friends with his granddaughter, right?
Yes, I am. Tracy, still praying for Tracy and the entire family. Man, he was such a pillar in the KC barbecue community, Shay.
See if you can reach out to her and find out what the funeral arrangements and such are. Maybe we can put some flowers together and send.
Absolutely.
Talking about FaceTiming unannounced. That's what it sound like. And Julie Jones hit me up on socials, and I was trying to remember what the name of it is, but it's Facebook video calls. People do that, like before coronavirus.
Right.
Whenever we would have a celebrity in here, people always FaceTime video call me. I don't answer those. Well, first of all, the reason why is, like, the computer here don't even have a camera. So.
Oh, boy. Here you go.
It's the truth.
It don't.
We don't have a camera in here, so.
It's cool. You know, that's what we got phones for.
So I'm not going to answer it, and I can't answer it.
Like you just told me, use your daytime minutes.
You or by daytime, but it's going to be after 9 o'clock, all right? So, Garcelle Bouvé. I don't know why I say her name like that. And Lonnie Love, they got to arguing on the show, The Real, because Garcelle said that Lonnie called her unannounced FaceTime, which I guess is a violation of respect in some circles.
Was good.
It is. I don't like, because you don't know what that other person is getting into. They could be having some little personal time or something. They could be in the bathroom.
Don't answer the phone.
Okay. Just send me a courtesy text.
That's all you got to do is don't answer the phone. And then you call me back when you're ready.
You can't be like, hey, can I FaceTime you real quick? You just can't text that.
I don't want to. That's extra work.
Lord.
And most times, I just go through my call log when I want to call somebody, and they're right there. And the last call I made was a FaceTime. So it usually works out that way.
Somebody FaceTime in the studio line right now, Shay.
Oh, Lord. So what do you think about this?
I got the same situation with my wife every day. Now, I'm the type of person, I don't talk on the phone too much or nothing like that. I got my phone just strictly for business. And she goes off on me constantly. Well, why ain't you answering your phone? Why ain't you responding to your text? You did this, you did that. I figure, like Shay said, if you don't want to answer your phone, just don't answer it. I don't feel obligated to answer my phone to tell somebody I don't want to talk.
I know that's right. I paid his bill.
That's nonsense.
Hey, man, she trying to see where you at all the time. That's what's going on with that. I know them tricks.
And just like, if you don't know what situation I'm in, I might not need you to see my eyes right now. Anything might be going on. I might have a knot on my head.
That's right.
My old lady done cracked.
That's right. What's your name, dog?
Mike Bowie.
All right. Thank you so much for calling up. You be safe out there today, brother.
Hey, you too, sweetie.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I got turned on to LC's barbecue on Blue Parkway because of your top five Kansas City barbecue list. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, you told me some good information. You really did, my brother. I go in there, get my wings with extra sauce. Y'all can hold the white bread and give me some nice crispy fries.
I'll take your bread. That's one of the best parts.
So we found out that we lost a Kansas City barbecue legend this week, Brian. Mr. L.C. Richardson passed away, and we're speaking with his daughter, Tanya Hammett.
Good morning, Mrs. Hammett. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. Yeah. How are you guys?
We're okay. It hit me hard because I have so many memories tied to L.C. barbecue. The first memory is my grandmother used to talk about him because they cooked together at Kauffman Stadium when it was Royal Stadium back in the day in the suites for the front office staff. And just talk about kind of the early memories of Mr. Richardson and how LC's came about.
Well, he worked as a chef all over the city. That's why he came here when he was 18. And from Mississippi. So he worked for Holiday Inn as their chef. Farmland Industries is where he retired from. And he took that money and started his business. And he worked at the Royal Stadium Club. He's just always loved to cook. So when he opened LC's Barbecue, he wanted to open up something that he could prepare on a regular basis, get it out the door, and it'd be good. So that's why he chose barbecue. He said soul food would have been a lot of work for him. But he went with barbecue and made his mark in this city.
So how has the family been receiving or responding to all of the love that you guys have been getting? I'm sure your phones have been ringing off the hook.
Off the hook. I cannot keep up. I sat down last night and looked at our website, and there are so many comments, and I just love every one of them. A lot of people came from Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, just all over. And when they came for baseball games, when they came for football games, that was their regular stop. And it was so nice to hear all of those wonderful comments and see pictures that they had taken with my dad. Because everyone would always say, do you mind if I take a picture with you? And he would say, of course, come on. That's just how he was. He was never going to turn away a customer. He was always going to have a conversation with you if you wanted to talk to him, but it was at your own risk, because once he got going, it was a lot to take in. He loved to fish. He loved to hunt. He loved the Royals. He loved the Chiefs. He just loved Kansas City.
One of my favorite things about walking into LC's is seeing Mr. Richardson right there sitting at his chair handling business and, you know, watching TV as, you know, people go up and order their food. For those who want to pay their respects to Mr. Richardson, do you have any arrangements set up for the public?
I absolutely do. On Saturday, February 27th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Watkins Heritage Chapel, 4000 Emmanuel Cleaver Boulevard. You can come in and pay your respects. Tell the family a story if you have one to tell, just to say goodbye. We will be taking him home to Mississippi for his burial, for a private family service. But the public can definitely come and say goodbye and again, tell the family a story, or just tell them, you know, we'll still be coming down, because it still will be there. We will continue his legacy.
Amen. There's a big leather chair up there in heaven for Mr. L.C. Richardson. Thank you so much, Ms. Tanya Hammond, for coming on and sharing this information with us. We appreciate you, and your family is in our thoughts and prayers.
And I want to thank Kansas City for supporting my dad all these years. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22, look for highs in the mid-30s today. Right now, you're clear at 10 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Donald Glover, also known as Childish Gambino, just set an 8-figure deal with Amazon.
Lord.
It's a lot of money.
To do what?
To put out content. Of course, he was with FX for the ATL series. Have you ever seen that? Brian, last weekend I binge watched the first two seasons. It is hilarious.
Come on now, dog.
Okay. And then I got a new boyfriend in my head, the dude who played the rapper Paperboy. I like him a whole lot.
Oh, brother, ho, whoa, now. You got too much dip on your chip.
Better slow your roll.
It's not in real life. It's just, case my man listening. Yeah, it's just you know, things that you think about. I'm never going to beat that man.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
They're better when they're thick.
I just followed him on Instagram. Going. That's it. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to never meet.
Yeah, all right. Keep dreaming.
Keep dreaming about
you
what?
You ever dream about that? You better wake up and apologize to him. Do your man like that.
So I'm excited about, there's supposed to be season 3 and 4 that they're working on of ATL right now. Mm-hmm. I think you would really enjoy this. You got to watch it.
I want to say real quick to all of the students or people younger who trying to figure out what you're trying to do with your life. Look, this man just got a bag just off his creativity. All right. He's creative with the music, with the acting, with the video, with everything. So what I'm saying is be creative and be you, and you can get a bag.
That's right. And use school. Go to school.
Go to school too. Yes. Yes. All of that. Yes. Go to school.
Don't starve to death trying to be an artist.
For real.
Just saying. Yeah. Robin Thicke has revealed that he's currently in couples therapy with his girlfriend and his ex-wife, Paula Patton.
Boy, that must. Well, she got something strong on her, boy. Lord. For you to be in therapy with your new girlfriend because you can't stop thinking about your old one?
That's not what this is about. Oh, you just made that up.
I did just make
that
up.
It's because they're co-parenting and they want to have a good relationship, especially if this lady is going to be there long term. I think that that's a good way to do it.
I just was trying to, you know, show some love to Paula Patton because she's bad. She's fine. But that's good, though, that they're doing that. I think more couples should do that.
Definitely.
If you can, you know, if you can afford it over there. A lot of people can't afford all that. You know, a lot of people, they can afford, you know, hospital bills and stuff.
Child, people pay for what they want to pay for. You know, I know this saying, and it's still true to this day. People beg for what they need and pay for what they want.
Ew.
Beggars can't be choosers.
You're annoying.
Thank you.
Rowdy Rebel, you know who that is?
I think he's with my man Bobby Shmurda.
He says that Bobby Shmurda's gonna get out of jail next week. Do we care? Are we still with the, you
care.
Know?
People care. Yeah, people care. Definitely.
I want to dance to the song, right?
That song particularly ain't hot no more. I mean, I still like it.
I want to dance to the song. Can I hear it?
Let me try to get it. I just can't instantaneously get this stuff.
Why?
But I think that, yeah, people are interested in him and his story and what he's done. Come on, Shay. Dance is to break. Come on.
I try to make it next month.
I pray to God this is clean. It is. It is. I'll just be facetious. That's all. Hey, the morning grind is saying it's time. Let's go.
Jello beats.
Let's go.
And Chewy on some hot. Like I talked to Shay, see when I sh.
Hey.
Like you seen him twirl, then he drops.
Hey.
And we keep them to my block.
Come on.
And Monte keep it on him, get him dropped.
Oh my God.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Man, it's Tomasi. How you doing?
All right, Tomasi, let's see what you're in for.
Deathstroke, tongue all down the throat. Uh-huh. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing a song for me, boo?
Lyrically,
Biggie, give me one more chance. One more chance. Then they say my name, Tomasi. One more chance.
Flip it!
Tomasi, give me one more chance.
You better flip that! Saying another man name on the song.
Yeah. I had to do that, man. That's Kansas City rapping with Biggie.
Hey, man.
The girls out here begging you back.
Oh, man, my wife loving that stuff.
I love it, yeah.
You got hooked up with Instagram. Great prize join for your chance to get $1,000. Plus, we're going to hook you up with $30 in Kansas Lottery X Games instant tickets, all right?
All right, thank you very much.
This is a little tip on how I win the scratch-offs. Use a quarter. Don't use no little pennies or dimes or nickels. Use the big boy.
Hey, yeah. Mossy White.
Oh, boy. Tell Kansas City what station is number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Repping Kansas City. Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z. Tomasi, rep it.
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making deposits.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
For hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.